Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
An invasive plant, mile-a-minute weed, has been found in Marion County. Let's go in-depth with Lane Kozel with the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. Lane, what do you do at the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship?
Yes, I work in the Entomology and Seed Department. I am currently the Deputy State Weed Commissioner, so I work with interpreting noxious weed law. I also work in seed labeling compliance, consumer protection, and export services.
So you're an expert in seeds and in the entomology department?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay, and so that's an interesting relationship. That seems to be, I don't know, that's covering a lot of ground. What's your background?
Yeah, we really do a lot in the entomology and seed department, anything from apiary to nursery inspections to pest outreach and, EAB and gypsy moth control outreach. I am a graduate from South Dakota State University. I have a degree in biological sciences.
Okay, so really broad-based knowledge in a lot of different things dealing with, sounds like, the interactions of plants and people.
Yeah, correct. I've been working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture since 2004. Previous to working with the Iowa Department of Agriculture, I worked in North Dakota for the North Dakota Department of Agriculture for 7 years. So I've been around these certain fields for a long time.
Well, and you've encountered something new, and it was in Marion County recently. Mile-a-minute weed, what's that?
Yeah, we received a call from a concerned landowner, and mile-a-minute weed is it's an annual vine. It's invasive to North America. It comes from Eastern Asia. It's kind of an outlier, that incidence that we found it in Iowa. Mostly found in the Atlantic coast with certain, outliers in Indiana. So it's a really invasive vine that we're looking to get a hold on.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Lane Kozel with the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship about an invasive plant, mile-a-minute weed, that's been found in Marion County. I don't want to know the landowner. Well, I would love to know the landowner. I want to go look at it, but can you give us a general part of Marion County where it was found?
Yeah, just near Knoxville. I think, a couple south of Knoxville.
Okay, so south of Knoxville. And mile a minute, I presume that almost describes how its growth pattern.
Yeah, it grows pretty extensively. It can grow up to 20 feet long. It has many sharp, downward, curvy spines on the stem and petiole of the main leaf vein, so it can really grab onto other plants in the area, and it really likes direct sunlight, so it's always striving to go higher and really get into that sunlight.
Well, and I'm looking at the photos of it, and it's just amazing. It looks like, sometimes you'll see really thick, dense cobwebs on something, and it's just like it's doing that, just clustering up over bushes and almost like strangling it. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, again, I personally, I think, people around the state aren't too familiar with it, so we're really trying to dive in and learn the most we can from other parts of the country that are dealing with it. It can really take off. It seems like it has really shallow roots, so, it's pretty easy to pull and remove in that instance. Herbicides do take care of it as well. But if gone unchecked, it can really expand its area.
Well, and I could just see it, you know, growing in the timber until it sort of squashed everything else in a stand of timber. Is that possible?
Again, you know, new species, trying to gain all the knowledge we can on it. You know, going there firsthand and seeing that, again, it really, it's just an annual plant, so it'll die back every year. I really can't speak to how it affects a tree when it's, you know, fully covering that that big, say, oak tree or what have you.
Where is it found now? What other states? You said Indiana. Where else?
I'm on the East Coast, like Pennsylvania, New Jersey. Out there in New Jersey, the New Jersey Department of Agriculture are working with insects to actually control the weed as well. So they'll introduce insects into a patch, and these insects are host specific. So they need that plant to complete their life cycle. So they use just that plant to lay their eggs and the larva to pupate, and then the adults feed and mate on that specific plant, the mile-a-minute weed. So they've had battles with it since, I want to say the 30s, but I could be wrong about that. 1930, it was found in Pennsylvania.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Lane Kozel with the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship about an invasive plant, mile-a-minute weed, that's been found in Marion County. How do you think it got to Marion County?
That's a good question. Just like any invasive weed, human interaction really ramps up the spread of that, whether it be an emerald ash borer and some firewood coming from Michigan in the back of someone's pickup, or some seeds from, you know, someone camping or vacationing somewhere somehow got in their gear. It's really hard to say. That stand that we were looking at seemed to be there for quite a while, maybe potentially over 5 years. So it's really just hard to say. Birds and rodents can move it as well, but again, that's I suppose a bird could move it those distances, but it's really hard to put a finger on how it moves that distance in that short of time.
It just probably isn't just in one spot in Marion County. It's probably all over, do you think?
And that's what we're trying to do now. We're trying to make the citizens of Iowa aware that we have found something new, and really trying to be actively looking along, you know, along with all of those other pests and plant species that aren't desirable. It's really beneficial when the public are out and aware, and we get calls. It makes our job a lot easier than surveying the whole state. And so we are getting a few calls from some other county weed commissioners that potentially say are saying that I've seen this around. So we're looking to get out and address those new locations and see if it really is, you know, what they're saying it is.
It's pretty distinctive. I don't...
Right. I mean, once you walk up on it, you know, it's a bright green and the leaves are very triangular. And, I mean, you can see the spikes coming in out of there. And it's, you know, one of very few plants that really has that a blue berry, if you will, that's very distinctive throughout the vine. So, yeah, it's pretty easy to tell it from... different, say, vines like Creepin' Jenny, field bindweed, things like that.
And what do you want us to do if we find some?
Well, yeah, we would sure appreciate a call. My phone number directly is 515-725-1470. You can sure drop me an email as well as ISU, Iowa State University. There's people up there that are great at identifying new weed species, and A number to call there is 515-294-1164.
Do you encourage us to just pull it or call you first?
I guess we would love to hear that about it regardless. Then it goes up to you. You know, landowners are somewhat responsible, or are responsible for controlling their weeds. This, of course, is a new species, so it's not on any state weed list in state law. But it can get invasive and crowd out your gardens or your other forested areas. So again, it is easy to pull. So I would really get on top of it, so you're not allowing it to go to seed, which is probably a little late for this year, but in subsequent years or years down the road, we don't want that seed bed growing in the soil. So a quick call and say, hey, I think I have it, and pictures are always, you know, great, just for documentation initially. So give us a call and yeah, fight it.
Yeah. Wow, isn't it funny how the invasive things often look so different than what we're used to, leaf shape, color, something? Do you know why that is?
Yeah, not only that, I think it's just so unique to see that these invasives can come in and totally just take over. They have no natural predators. There's nothing that eats on them. There's nothing that deters their growth. So they really just have free reign and can spread and move at free will almost.
Anything else you'd like to share about it today, Lane?
I guess that we are in contact with the U.S. Department of Agriculture in regards to that biological control agent. It's a stem-boring weevil, so it's an insect that, like I said, attacks the plant. And again, that's another reason that we want people to call in and let us know if you have it. Some of it's in a hard-to-get-to place, say in a draw or a holler or a bottom. Sometimes those insects do wonders in those hard-to-get-to places where people can't get the spray equipment down there or even foot traffic. So I'd say that's about it.
Thanks to Lane Kozel for contributing to the program.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.